With MSNO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and very happy to be joined by the chairman of the Board of Selectmen in the town of Wenham, Gary Cheeseman. And Gary, certainly welcome to MSO. How are you doing?
Very good day, and thank you for having me on. So indeed, yes, I was elected in June in our delay because of COVID cycle here, and then just recently on 6 October became chairman of the Board of Selectmen in Wenham.
One of the things that absolutely astounded me, I talked with Paul Layton of the Salem Evening News a little while ago, and he was telling me about voter participation this year in the general election. And he pointed out that the town of Wenham had an 89% participation rate out of those who were registered to vote. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I think, you know, people were certainly engaged on the election itself, with the presidential being, you know, fairly close to nationwide, but I think in Wenham, too, we benefited from our town clerk, Diane Bucco, who really went out of her way to set up the possibilities to have, you know, typical absentee voting, as well as mail-in voting, early voting, and then the day of voting. And on each of those circumstances, we had the town hall, and then on the day of voting was at our Bucher School, so that we were set up to really allay people's concerns about COVID. We had social distancing, the mask, the whole thing. So I think between the interest and the precautions that we really had a turnout, and I think our 89% led the general area around here as the voter turnout, which is just exceptional considering that, you know, typical municipal turnouts are closer to maybe a third of the people turn
yeah.
out.
I was going to say, some of the local elections, you have 20-30%, and 89%, I think that led the world. Were there a lot of people on voting on Tuesday as well in person?
I think there was a steady flow from what I heard, mm-hmm. but I think that something like two-thirds had actually made use of the early voting, which they extended for a week or more before the election itself, as well as absentee voting and mail-in.
Right. Okay, also, the town of Wenham, tell me a little bit about personnel changes and what's going on there.
Well, certainly, you know, there's some that are just a turnover of generations and so forth, but, you know, I think there's also in town and in, you know, state and country as a whole that a little bit of COVID fatigue and people are looking to find new directions. So, indeed, we say thank you to Stacy Menonek, who is actually stepping off of the regional school board, so that is a bit, you know, separate from the town itself, being over at Hamilton Wenham Regional School District, but she was there many, many years and was a chairman there as well. Alex Bagan, who very ably led the financial committee in town, finance committee, and he has stepped down for the chairmanship but is still on the board. What else we have? Tom Perkins, our longtime chief, I think 34 years as on the police force in town, has announced his retirement, as has Mr. Bill Tyack, our, I think, 15 years as the director of public works. So I think people are just moving along, you know, as in the strains of this past year, and have already had these plans in place for quite a while.
Well, changes, yeah, it's part of the deal. And I think you mentioned COVID fatigue. And along those lines, I just want to ask you maybe a little bit about, from your vantage point, how you see the school system working. And I know it's very difficult to assess at this time. And then maybe a final comment on what's working well in Wenham with respect to the pandemic.
Well, I think, you know, the before we get to the school system, I think of achievement for the town is we have had two town meetings during this COVID. You know, one was delayed July, but we had it under the tent at Pingree Park, the massive kind of big top circus size tent. So we put in you know, socially distanced with the sides open and so forth, the mask on. We had, I think, a turnout of over 400 people in our small town coming out in the middle of the pandemic to get the town's business done at the town meeting. Then
excellent.
We just had a special town meeting this fall. We end up renting a little bit smaller tent, but again, we accomplished the town's business in a very unique circumstances of this year, and did it under the big top at Pingree Park. The schools, I know, have had a difficult time determining whether to go hybrid, virtual, or in fully in class. And that right now I think there have been some cases, or at least one case, that they've traced to the high school, so that is temporarily moved to totally virtual. But certainly there are challenges with the both the hybrid model and the virtual model of getting what parents expect as a full education for their children.
I think my final question is, there are many needs, of course, that have been associated with COVID that are strapping town budgets and town agendas. But aside from that, Gary, is there something on the top of the agenda that Wenham is looking forward to in terms of the Board of Selectmen's agenda, or is it all strictly at this point focused on COVID?
Well, I think, COVID is, continued through this year, but Wenham, like many towns around here, are already challenged by the rising costs of providing the services, of trash and water and right down the list of general government and so forth. So our tax rate has increased over time, and we're trying to get that under control and to adjust the new circumstances of, specialized costs. I know the school system has incurred costs because of COVID, and certainly the town as well, as far as providing protective equipment. And, the police and fire departments have really stepped up on that. And recently the governor instituted new requirements to have masks out in public. So, for instance, our police have a supply of masks and brochures instructing people, so that we're using the soft touch to let people that the police see that are out without masks, give them a free one, give them the instructional sheet, and let's see if we can all cooperate and get through this pandemic.
That's a gentle way to give them the old cattle prod. I like that. That's good.
Yes.
Gary, is there anything else you'd like to mention that maybe I didn't ask you about?
No, I think, we're hopeful that people will cooperate on pandemic items that we all need to follow. And that, as we advertise at every Board of Selectmen meeting, I think, for us in Wenham and other towns around here to keep our democracy strong, we really need people to step up and come out and volunteer for committees and so forth and participate in government. That's what we're looking for.
Well, I appreciate your taking the time today and hope I can talk with you in the future. Thank you very much and be well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Gary Cheeseman, who is the Wenham Board of Selectmen Chairman. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.